Hello, listeners. Welcome to today's episode of the 15 Minutes of Fame podcast. I'm very excited. We are here with Sharona D, all the way from South Africa. Sharona is a speaker, author, and confidence coach, and we're going to be talking to her about what she does, what she speaks about, and why she's doing what she's doing. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. So yes, all the way from sunny South Africa, as I introduced myself briefly, it's 44 degrees outside here today. So to all the listeners who are sitting in drenched in the cold, may this short 15 minutes just warm them up from the inside.
Yes, I hope that works. I hope I feel warmer after. Yeah, I'll take in some of your sunshine.
The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
You said you listen to the podcast, which is so fabulous when I hear that people so far away listen to our podcast. Let's talk a little bit about, so what's your story? What are you doing? I know you're helping people become more resilient and you know, get a better perspective on life and on business. What's your story?
In a nutshell, when I finished school, I first went and just became a PA, a personal assistant. I wasn't yet sure what I wanted to study. So at a very vulnerable age of 17, knowing absolutely nothing, I became the personal assistant to a mill manager. So I applied for the position not knowing the severity. I thought I was going to be a lady that serves tea. And then I got the job as a personal assistant to the mill manager of a very large forestry company here in South Africa. So my first letter I typed in a font size 16, the entire letter. And that's how the learning started. But what I immediately realized was I love technology and I loved to do things the quickest, most effective way. So I studied to become a Microsoft Master Instructor, and that qualification wasn't yet the buzzword here in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And when I felt pregnant with our first son, I realized that I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to be able to go to hockey matches or swimming galas without being, set to working hours. So that is how I started my own business. This year marks my 20 years. So my son turns 20 next week, which means my business turns 20 next week.
Congratulations. So, that's awesome.
Yes, we are celebrating with this podcast today. So yes, I started facilitating growth. And I realized that I didn't want to just do Microsoft training. It rippled into soft skills. It rippled into just being the best and having a level of excellence wherever I felt and, operated in. It didn't end there, though. I think the greatest story that I really want to advise the hearts that are listening today is that when you get drawn to different areas, while you are still a Microsoft Master Instructor, you can do other things. So what spilled and rippled off from that was I decided to open up a bridal studio. So I started another business. It was a huge shock to everybody because I can't even sew a button. but I have a tribe, and I knew that I wanted people to feel beautiful when they entered my space. So I started a bridal studio. And then from that rippled the fact that I became a professional photographer. So I was training, I was doing photography, I had a bridal studio. And then I realized, okay, but my heart is also in coaching. And the thing that caught me the most was when people would see me, they would ask me, so who or what are you exactly? Mm-hmm. And I would constantly be filtering the response because where do you start? What am I actually? Am I a trainer? Am I a facilitator? Am I a studio owner? Am I a photographer? And we grew up with a saying, jack of all trades and master of none. And that kind of hung over me that I didn't want to be a master of none. I wanted to be a master of many. And a few years ago, I just realized, you know what, I need to be unapologetic about being a speaker or being an adjudicator or helping people grow. It looks different to each and every one of us. And that's what we must embrace. If you are pulled and if you've got a fire to do something, go and do it. If a if a 21-year-old lady can start a computer training business with no experience, with no fax number, or with nothing behind her except a qualification, but if you're drawn to help people grow, then it will automatically fall in place. Get your skills in order and just make sure that your perspective is aligned constantly with why you are doing something. So earlier on, we spoke about the joy thieves or the sparkle thieves. Mm-hmm. And I just want to touch on that quite briefly. Is there are a few things in life that can hinder growth, and it can harm and hinder growth. So growth, when you grow, you come alive, you sparkle, you have all this joy. But maybe I can just mention the three things that we need to be on the lookout for.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is validation. So I think from a very young age, we strive towards validation. You know, when your child goes to party for the first time, they get a star. Or when you get your first sum correct at school, you get a little star. So there's this constant striving towards validation. And when you surround yourself with people that are very confident in life, confident in business, and confident in their own identity, you are not going to get that validation that you're constantly seeking. And if you are a people pleaser, then your joy is going to dwindle at least, I would say, 2 to 3 times a week, because you're constantly wanting to please people and you're seeking this validation. But if you're doing something and you yourself are feeling enriched by it, then I feel that you are more equipped when you immediately identify that role. You know, why am I doing this? Who is it really for? So that would be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is conflict. You know, conflict can be a positive thing. So I've learned throughout my years to see conflict always as a positive thing. And conflict can, if you can have a deep water conversation with someone that has offended you, you are going to grow in leaps and bounds. I'm going to give a very quick example. If you've walked into an assistant's office and you've asked them, can you please help me type this memorandum? And you see that rolling of the eye and the huff and the mouth gets clicked faster. And they say, just put it down there. So you leave that workspace and instantly there's an offense from both sides. But in that moment, if I had said to her, listen, Mrs. X, help me understand your world. Is there a reason why you can't assist me straight away? And she said, you know what? I've just received a deadline. My deadline is in an hour's time and I don't know how I'm going to get to all of it. You know, immediately there, that offense has been lifted. And I always say that if you don't have those deep water conversations, it's like putting on a pair of glasses. And every time you have an offense with someone, you can picture having little dirty, grimy fingers, you know, touch the lenses. So the more and more these offenses build up, when you look and you speak to that person and you haven't had those conversations, you are never really going to go into any relationship, be it personal or in business, without those little offenses, those little niggles constantly coming up. So that would be a very big growth spurt for anyone if they can have deep water conversations. And then my third one to come in for a landing is going to be health. So health can rip and steal away your joy. To give you a little bit of background, I have had 3 cancer seasons and 3 treatment seasons. And when you are a woman in business and you're a mom, so that means you're the mood of the home, you're the mood of your business, and all of a sudden you're arriving at clients with radiation burns and no hair and turbans and wigs. And let me tell you, nothing can steal joy as much as when a client tells you, you know what, why don't you just, you know, rest a little bit, and when you're feeling better, you can, you know, we'll pick up business. You know, I haven't changed. My appearance has changed. My spirit of resilience has changed. I'm stronger, although I look weaker. So give me the opportunity to continue moving forward. And trauma. So I'm going to just briefly explain that in the space of 5 years, I had 3 cancer seasons. I had our eldest son was diagnosed with severe anxiety and became depressive. So I think anybody that works, I speak so openly about mental health. And our younger son was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome. So our worlds were really in a whirlwind. And when I thought, okay, I'd finally navigated life, I finally am not on the slippery slope. I've got business. I've got all of these things, you know, in control. My father was tortured and murdered. And it really struck a nerve. It took a lot to bounce back. And it's okay. We all deal with trauma differently. But if we don't get to the roots and if we don't talk about these really hard things, that we are just human, people think we are these power players and life doesn't impact us. Life impacts us in many different ways. And you know what I've realized? I've made so many mistakes and so many things have stolen my joy. And I've just stepped back and I've realized that I can intentionally identify those things now. And my perspective is key. So I want to tell you that your perspective is either going to be your passport or your prison. Mm-hmm. And I must be honest, my dad's passing almost made me come undone. It took a lot for me to bounce back from that. But here's what I know now, that is part of my story. It's part of what I've experienced. And when I have a client or an audience, there's a little bit of something that they can relate to me. There's a little golden thread. That trauma was vital. Me experiencing the poison of perfection and not wanting to constantly strive to be perfect and to stop comparing myself. Those lessons were vital for me to be the best me I can be. So as a coach and as a speaker, I don't think I would ever change it. Would I have wanted the story to end differently? Most certainly, but I don't have that power. Mm-hmm. I have the power to influence lives in the realm that I move in, such as these podcasts. For people that are hearing this and they're thinking, what on earth is this woman talking about? We're not here to compare traumas. We're not here. No one's trauma is greater than another. But we're here to say, you know what, take all of those bad things and light them up. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a bonfire of hope for someone else that also goes through something similar. Or for someone that's also a newbie and wants to start a business, do it. If you want to write a book, write the book. Whatever is currently stealing your joy, if you can write a little list of them, because it's difficult to speak on joy. Joy looks different to you and me. But what is stealing our joy? That's easier to write down and to pin.
Wow, there's so much information in there. And when you were talking to me, I was making notes and so many good things. First of all, joy thieves. When I first heard that term, I automatically thought that you were referring to people being your joy thieves. And it's interesting to me now that, you know, you're calling them, you know, validation, conflict, and health are really your joy thieves. And, you know, I'm so sorry to hear about all those horrible things you went through, but it's so great that you were able to learn so much from it and keep such a great perspective. And I think really when I first asked you your story in the beginning, you know, you kind of said like the actual literal story, but I think all these things you went through is really your story on why you're doing what you do now to help other people. And I think it's fabulous. It's great. Is there a certain group of people, like, is it women that you know, you're most passionate about helping?
Absolutely. My niche market is women and women in business. So whether it's moms that are striving to be more, that are just struggling. I'm a recovering helicopter mom. So I know the signs that are poisonous. So women in general, whether you are in business or not in business, my heart is drawn to help those grow.
There's been just so much great information, Sharona. If there's one thing, you know, if people are listening to this and they're struggling, maybe with an issue, whether it be, you know, conflict in their business or in their life. You know, maybe they feel like they're constantly looking for validation. Whatever their issue is, if there was one piece of advice you could leave people with, what would it be?
It would be to turn off the noise. And the noise is different, as I said. So the noise could be social media. It can be comparing yourself to other people doing the same service or giving the same product as you do. It could be your neighbor. It could be a family member. It's to remove yourself from the noise and to find a place to rest.
I love that. And I feel that as well. And I have to constantly remind myself, you know, to turn off the noise almost every day. Because, yeah, it can get really overwhelming if you don't take some time to really think about why you're doing what you're doing and what you really need. So where can people find you?
Right. So my web is Sheronad, so it's Sheronad.com. And pretty much one click away.
Well, everything is one click away. I mean, we're talking from across the world and just so happy to have you on. And I just think, I love what you're doing and you just seem like such a wonderful person. And it's been so great to meet you for these 15 minutes anyway. And, you know, I hope we can keep in touch.
Absolutely. When you need more touch base here in South Africa, you know where to find me. One click away.
I'm coming to South Africa. That's it.